the details coming up. Right now, it's 6 o'clock in the nation's capital and time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Leave a little extra time if you're headed from the district to Reagan National Airport today. Metro's next surge is starting.
The airport will be impacted by a closure to the north of the airport, and that's the Crystal City Station.
Blue and yellow line trains will end at Pentagon City, then start up again at the Reagan Airport Station. Airport spokeswoman Kimberly Gibbs says roads have gotten a bit more congested around the airport, and she expects it to only get worse.
We also expect some issues with parking as well, and so we're encouraging passengers to make parking reservations on our website at flyreagan.com.
Says their communications campaign will continue.
We have a lot of signage in the airport, as well as announcements on our PA system.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Both President Obama and former President George W. Bush, as well as Vice President Joe Biden, are among the scheduled speakers today at a memorial service in Dallas to honor the five police officers gunned down last week.
The memorial at the Meyerson Symphony Center will give the presidents and vice president a chance to meet some of the officers who were hurt. Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings had invited the president. The visit comes as some officers recover from their injuries.
This tragic incident will not discourage us from continuing the pace of urgency in changing and reforming policing in America.
Dallas Police Chief David Brown says he and his family have received death threats. He says detectives have taken statements from more than 300 witnesses and are looking at 170 hours of video from body cameras. Alan Skaya, Dallas.
Throughout the Democratic primaries this year, Bernie Sanders has been a frequent and vocal critic of Hillary Clinton as the two fought it out for the Democratic nomination. But now, Sanders is about to change his tune because of a bigger goal, stopping Donald Trump.
Sanders said he'd do whatever he had to in order to stop Trump from winding up in the White House. Well, that day has come. He'll join Clinton here in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and endorse the former Secretary of State at her campaign stop. He finally agreed to ask his supporters to vote for Clinton after the Democratic Platform Committee agreed to adopt his positions on several key issues. Steve Kastenbaum in Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
A federal judge has sided with a Northern Virginia delegate to the Republican National Convention who didn't want to be forced to cast his vote for Donald Trump. Beau Carell went to court to challenge a Virginia law that requires him to cast his convention vote for the candidate who won the state's primary. But a judge ruled yesterday that the state cannot punish Carell for voting for someone else. Pokemon Go is the hottest thing going right now. Now the National Park Service has a message to players.
Pokemon fans are scouring the city for their Jigglypuffs and Squirtles, including in places like the Washington Monument, Jefferson Memorial, and the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. The National Park Service is now reminding players of the game to be respectful when near such places of solemn reflection. In a statement on Facebook, the Park Service says it'll soon be starting ranger-led Pokemon hunts, which will educate players about the monuments and memorials. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
U.S. Capitol officials say they have found elevated levels of lead in the water at a second House office building. Officials say testing showed high lead levels in some water at the Rayburn building, although they also point out that 99% of the water tested so far in that building is safe under EPA standards. Last week, officials shut off the drinking water at the Cannon House office building after they found elevated lead there. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,227, the Nasdaq at 49.89. Sports, the National League will try tonight to end the American League's three-game winning streak at the All-Star Game. Nats outfielder Bryce Harper and O's third baseman Manny Machado are among the starters tonight. And Marlins slugger Giancarlo Stanton wins the home run derby. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I am El Rushmore, he of the dulcet tones and the vocal vibrations, the rhetoric and resonance.
Rush, weekdays at noon.
Try this, folks, ladies and gentlemen.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Meet George Jetson. Actually, it's Dave Snell from Snell Heating and Air, who thinks the future ain't what it used to be.
Well, don't you feel a little cheated? I mean, it's the 21st century. Where's my jetpack? Well, fortunately, the heating and air conditioning business puts Snell at the forefront of technology.
Okay, Dave, so where's my talking thermostat?
Trust me, those things are so 5 years ago. These days, we've got really high-tech thermostats and comfort systems. You control them via Wi-Fi or smart devices, you know, while you're on vacation or before you head home from the office.
Ooh, shiny. What else?
Indoor air quality products are huge. Electrostatic air cleaners, ultraviolet air disinfection devices, high-tech humidifiers. Snell has it all. Zoom around our website at snellheatingandair.com for all the details. Or ask the next time one of my stand-up guys lands in your neighborhood.
And remember, when you think futuristic heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 66. I see a couple cars on the shoulder here, and that's what everyone's checking out, trying to push through Manassas and getting past Business 234. It's all on the left shoulder. Not very exciting. And then once you get beyond there, wide open, still heading up through to the Beltway. Through Falls Church, a little bit of that stop and go as expected at this time of the morning. Now for 95, Stafford, Volume, Dale City, Woodbridge, sluggish. And we had a broken down on 395 right as you come off the Beltway, heading toward that exit for Edsel Road, but looks like lanes open. Nonetheless, we are slowing through that stretch. Westbound on the Southeast Southwest Freeway after the 3rd Street Tunnel before you get to the 14th Street Bridge is where we had the crash, with the heavy volume just coming off of the inbound 11th Street Bridge. Now, if your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com, get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. You can activate My Clean PC software and clean out that junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances do go up, but it's not going to be until later tomorrow afternoon. We'll just go hit and miss on a shower storm today. Otherwise, partial sunshine mixing with clouds, 88 degrees. Tomorrow's high 85 with late day thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 in Gainesville, 71 in La Plata, 74 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by MyCleanPC.com. A Nebraska Republican senator is urging voters to follow their conscience, not the party line, in deciding who to vote for president. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, Sarah Westwood with the Washington Examiner. She's been covering Hillary email and other stuff. She'll give us the very latest. At 7:35 is Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. At 8:05, Bo Cordell's lawyer. Bo Cordell's a guy who's a delegate in Virginia to the Republican convention, but he has gotten a court ruling that says he doesn't have to cast his ballot for Donald Trump. We'll get the latest on that. At 8:35, Larry Kudlow. I'm Brian Wilson. Larry O'Connor's back tomorrow, but sitting in ably today is Jesse Jane Duff. Good morning, Jesse Jane.
Good morning, motivators. Glad you could join us.
All right. So let's turn to our next topic. And a lot of you are not going to be happy when you hear this. And this is one of those things you go, what? Are you kidding me? Oh, my gosh. But I think some of you may actually go, yeah, I'm sort of right there with him. Jeb Bush has given an interview. And he was asked during this interview, okay, where are you? Who are you going to support in this coming election? And I guess the idea was, well, we're going to get him to say he's going to support Donald Trump. He's considered all the alternatives. Now, it's not exactly what happened. Listen to Jeb Bush.
Fact is, there's a threshold past which anybody that steps in the Oval Office must go past. And I don't think either Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump passed that threshold in terms of temperament, character, trustworthiness, integrity.
All right, he goes on.
If you believe, like I do, that the presidency is sacred ground, and you want a president that upholds the Constitution, and I don't believe either one of the candidates fulfills that primary kind of objective, then I can't vote for either one of them.
There you go. He's not going to vote for either one of them. I don't know what he's going to do, but he's not going to vote for Trump, and he's not going to vote for Hillary. Well, first of all, if you are someone who supports Donald Trump, how do you feel about this, what Jeb Bush has said? But I'm also wondering, are there of you out there who are listening within the sound of my voice who say, you know, I'm right there with him. I don't know what I'm going to do. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. I would love to hear from you because, you know, Jeb Bush says, as far as he's concerned, it comes time to cast that ballot,
I can't vote for either one of them.
What do you think, Jesse Jane?
What bothers me, though, is that George Bush is still licking his Jeb Bush is still licking his wounds from the assaults that he had been given by Donald Trump, and it was a very, very brutal primary. The reality is that he cannot justifiably say to me that he believes Hillary Clinton is going to be better for national security, our military, and our veterans when she has, you know, and socialism for that matter. He may not care for Donald Trump, but he's basically saying that Hillary Clinton doesn't offend him. And for many Republicans, Hillary Clinton is so offensive on so many levels, and conservatives and even independents, that they just cannot vote for her. But he's just, it sounds to me like he's just really got a spoiled sport attitude.
Well, I think it's sour grapes. I think it does not do him well to make these statements, especially as we're heading to the convention next week,
yes,
where Donald Trump is going to become the Republican nominee. And here he is being in a very public way. He didn't have to do this interview. He could have just sat there at his little place there in Florida and kept his mouth shut. But he went out of his way to let it be known that he's having heartburn over this election and he cannot vote for Donald. Here's how I look at it. If you've got some concerns about Donald Trump, think about this. Who do you want appointing the next Supreme Court justice?
Exactly.
Who's going to replace, Antonin Scalia is vitally important. And by the way, many people believe that the next president of the United States could appoint a number of Supreme Court justices. Do you want the Supreme Court to take a turn to the left? Then, don't vote for Donald Trump.
And I look at some of the situations that the President Obama has created. This is essentially will be President Obama's third term. That's what it boils down to, is that we have a military strength that has simply become below World War II levels, pre-World War II levels. We're looking at a poor readiness level. We've had people testify that their branches, different divisions, and their capability and readiness is down. So how is Hillary Clinton going to improve that? She has never even addressed that. She hasn't even had a press conference since December. She won't even address the issues that she knows are difficult to answer to. Donald Trump, you may dislike him, but he's not afraid to talk. And if you've been around politicians who are so scripted, you start wondering where their heart is, because I've been around enough of them here in Washington, D.C., that they literally feel like they're reading off of note cards before they will even answer a question. Donald Trump says a lot of things that kind of come out all backwards and whatnot, but the bulk of us speak that way. If most of us were running for office, we wouldn't get elected under that standard that we're holding for the politicians. I'm disappointed that Jeb had to say anything openly that. That's what I'm mostly disappointed
I think it would have been best for him not to say anything at all. If you can't say something nice, then just be quiet.
Because he looks like a victim now, and it's me. And he and his brother went through a lot with John McCain and was being accused of a lot of bad and nasty things, and yet his brother was a class act. He was treated terribly by the Obamas, and also McCain, and many people made these comments. He kept his mouth shut.
Yeah, it would have been better for him to do that. So when it comes time to cast his ballot, Jeb Bush says,
I can't vote for either one of them.
All right, how do you feel about that? Do you find yourself in that boat, or do you think that Jeb Bush is making a big mistake by saying this? Russ in Centerville, you're up with Brian and Jesse Jane Duff this morning. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Not only is he a low energy person, but he's a loser. I mean, I'm so glad he's not the lead guy, because he doesn't believe in winning. And, going to win on all the fronts when Trump gets in. They're going to win on a lot of fronts when he becomes Trump becomes president. Supreme Court, immigration. So I see Jeb as a loser all around. I'm glad he's not a part of it. How about that?
All right, Russ. No doubt where Russ is this morning.
Yep.
Thank you for that from Centerville. How about Mike in Springfield? You're up next. What do you think? Because Jeb Bush says, when it comes time to cast that ballot, he's not sure who he can vote for.
I can't vote for either one of them.
What do you think, Mike?
I find it's a systemic problem that's in our political system right now, and that we can't get support from the people that we put in office, let alone for the people who are supposedly supposed to support their own party. This is absolutely ridiculous. I understand if you have reservations, but you have to look at the choices. If you have Hillary Clinton, good God, no, or Trump, well, guess what? You got one or two. You have to take the lesser of two evils sometimes. You may not like the person who's running. Look what happened when Reagan was running. People said, oh, my God, he's not going to get in. He's a
he's a warmonger, blah, 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 and turned out to be one of the best presidents we've ever had.
So tell me why you think Jeb Bush decided to make these comments now.
I think it's twofold. One, I think he's still reeling from the fact that he thought he had it all sewn up and that, you know, he got a slap in the face. People basically said, no, don't think so. And then part of it, I think, is he is right to a certain extent in that the presidency demands a certain character, a certain poise to hold to a certain standard. Now, granted, not everybody's going to meet that standard. I mean, look at some of the politicians that we have, but when you get in that office and you get settled in and you get the people around you that you know are going to help you do the job correctly, because nobody's prepared to go in there. Nobody.
Right. Okay.
Nobody.
I appreciate that, Mike. Listen, the Jeb Bush gives an interview to MSNBC. That's where we're getting this little interview. And he says that when it comes time to cast his ballot,
I can't vote for either one of them.
He's not going to vote for either one of them. I don't know who he's going to vote for, but he's not going to vote for either one of them. Do you find yourself in that boat, or do you think he's wrong to say this? We'll take more of your calls in just a moment. Right now, time for traffic and weather here on WML. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, 270 commuters, just the normal volume as we come past Urbana and down toward the exit for 109 in Hyattstown. Top side of the Beltway starts to get a bit sluggish now through Silver Spring, 95, BW Parkway, 29, all good, pushing down through to the Beltway. Now, Virginia, 66, we had a minor crash eastbound after Business 234. It looks like all that sits to the left shoulder, the distraction. 395 had the broken down after the Beltway near Edsel Road. That was cleared, but still watch for delays. Now it's linking up from the Beltway in through to Landmark for the volume. Earlier crash on the freeway near the 3rd Street Tunnel, looks like that's been cleared. And from Metro Rail, in addition to SafeTrack Surge number 4, which shuts down the blue and yellow lines between Reagan National Airport and Pentagon City. Green and yellow line commuters expect delays. They're single tracking between Greenbelt and PG Plaza due to unscheduled track work. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Here it is. It's going to be a possible thunderstorm today, a high of 88. A stray shower possible tonight, 72. Tomorrow, they say an 80% chance of rain. Thursday, a slight chance of thunderstorms in the mid-90s. Friday's also in the mid-90s, but partly cloudy skies. Currently in the nation's capital, 73 degrees, 617 on WMAL.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call McCarthy Services. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
If you believe like I do that the presidency is sacred ground, and you want a president that upholds the Constitution, and I don't believe either one of the candidates fulfills that primary kind of objective, then I can't vote for either one of them.
Jeb Bush speaking on MSNBC says Jeb Bush speaking on MSNBC says he doesn't think that he could vote for either one of the candidates. Doesn't know what he's going to do. He also says Trump will never be able to build his Mexico wall. And he thinks that ultimately the believers who follow Donald Trump will feel betrayed. However, he does say, I think he'll probably win. It was not a very flattering interview. He said, look, I give him some credit. He tapped into something that the rest of us couldn't tap into. He was able to take that and run with it. But when it comes down to making a decision, he's not going to vote for Hillary and he's not going to vote for Donald Trump. So are you in that Bush boat? Or do you have that same thing? I mean, I talk to people to say, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. I do hear people to say that.
I know
that.
A lot of people, particularly in D.C. You got to remember that in D.C., Donald Trump lost, and he lost. He came out probably about fourth in the election. So he wasn't popular in D.C., and maybe it's because it's an establishment city. He's talked about how he's going to wipe out. He's not going to let the lobbyists control him, and you know, you got a lot of lobbyists here.
Yeah, and so, you know, how do you feel about these things by Jeb Bush? A lot of people think it's disloyal to say such a thing. John in Fredericksburg. You're on with Brian and Jesse Jane Duff today.
Yes, good morning. As I recall, at the beginning of this process, all the Republican candidates took a pledge, and Trump refused to do it initially, and then in a couple weeks he took the pledge too. Mm-hmm. I think people with character keep their pledges and promises. So, you know, Jed's father and brother were men of character. Where's his character?
Very good point.
Yeah.
Everybody did state that they would support whoever came out the winner. It turns out it was Donald Trump.
Yeah. I didn't really mean it.
Right. Now that it wasn't them, They were so upset with him because they had assumed it would be themselves, and he thought he was a shoo-in. I think Bush thought he was going to just walk in.
Yep. Tom and Haymarket, you're up next with Brian and Jesse Jane Duff today.
Good morning, guys and gals. Here's the problem. You know, this is so simple a third grader could figure it out. If you don't vote for Donald Trump, you're voting for Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
You know, Obama won the second term with 9.5 million fewer votes than he did the first time. And he won because 3.5 million registered Republicans in Ohio and Pennsylvania sat on their hands and played pouty, just like Jeb Bush is going to do.
Exactly.
Jeb Bush is a coward. He should have just kept his mouth shut.
And that's such a valid point, because the fact of the matter is that if Mitt Romney had put as much energy into knocking out Donald Trump that he could have put into President Obama, we would not have had a second term of President Obama.
I think you make a good point there. How about let's go to Alan in Florida, listening in Florida in the Sunshine State on our website, WMAL.com. Hello there, Alan.
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to say that I've lost all respect for the Bush family since what they've been doing with regarding the Republican Party's nominee. And I think Jeb Bush especially is a big crybaby. And I would never support him for anything else unless he was a last case possibility. Also, I am not going to support Marco Rubio in the primary here. I'm going to vote for another candidate.
He's running for the Senate there in Florida, right?
Right. I'm not going to support him. I used to support him. I was going to support him for president until he went with Romney against and started attacking Trump. And I went against him then. And I said, now that he's flip-flopped again, I'm not going to support him. And I refuse to vote for him for even Senate because I just don't trust him.
I agree.
All right. Thank you for that, Alan. We appreciate it and appreciate you listening there in Florida and the Sunshine State. Okay, so Jeb Bush has said when it comes time to cast his ballot,
I can't vote for either one of them.
So are you in that boat with him, or do you think it was wrong of Jed Bush to say this? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. It is now 6:22.
Let Molly Maid prepare your home this summer. For the WMAL Rollback Summer Special at select Molly Maid locations, contact our Molly Maid friends in Fairfax, Loudoun, Prince William, Stafford, and Fauquier counties at WMAL.com/Molly Maid.
More of your calls straight ahead. Right now, I want to talk to you about, you know, your house. And is it going to be safe? And is it going to be secure while you're away on vacation? And if you have a security monitoring service, as many of you do, how much are you paying? Are you paying $30, $40, $50 a month for home security monitoring? Stop that immediately because you're paying too much money. Call Ackerman Security Systems, where you can get monitoring for burglary, fire, medical alert, carbon monoxide, just $19.95 a month. And by the way, it doesn't cost anything to switch over. It's free. And backed by popular demand, listen closely, the best offer you get from the folks at Ackerman. Switch your service to Ackerman by July 31st. You'll get up to 6 months of monitoring free. So let me recap here. Immediately, you start saving money because when you start paying, you're going to pay less than you're paying right now. Number two, it doesn't cost anything to switch over. It's free of charge. Number three, you're not going to pay a penny for 6 months. You get to skate on the system for 6 months. 40 years experience. You can trust the professionals at Ackerman, the only company with a guaranteed response time. And they've got the bells, the whistles, the technology. Listen, call Ackerman Security now. Protect your home and family. Remember, make the switch by July 31st. Get up to 6 months of monitoring free. Here's the number, 888-999-1070. Online at AckermanSecurity.com.
Chris Plant here. Did you know in the last 3 years, more than 100 WMAL listeners have worked with Eric Stewart to sell their homes? That's a great testament. Sales are up and Eric's getting top dollar for homes just like yours. Call my friend Eric today for a free evaluation to see how much your home is worth. Call Eric at 800-900-9104. 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com.
It's summertime. Baseball's in full swing. The kids are swimming and the grills are hot.
You know what that means. Your energy bills are soaring as the summer heat pours right into your home through outdated, inefficient windows. Replace your old windows with Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity. Made of Altrex fiberglass, the Infinity offers the classic traditional look of wood, 8 times the strength of vinyl, and more natural light with more glass space and smaller profiles. And throughout July, the Window Man is offering $500 discounts on Infinity fiberglass window orders. Schedule your free estimate by calling 703-978-9888 or visit a Window Man showroom in Fairfax or Alexandria. The Window Man is the educational window company. No games, gimmicks, or pressure to buy now. We educate, you decide. See us for saving details, limited time off.
625, now WMAO traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 66 in Manassas. I still see 4 cars on the shoulder eastbound as you pass Business 234, and that's where everyone's focusing on those delays. Once you get beyond there, next set of volume through Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and in through Falls Church. George Washington Parkway, Baltimore Washington Parkway. We are off to a good start this morning. Let's get you to the Wilson Bridge, and the crossing delays start right before you get to 210. Then northbound DC 295 past the Naval Research Lab, slowing much better on the inbound 11th Street Bridge. Delays toward the 3rd Street Tunnel and 14th Street Bridge cleared out from the earlier morning crash. Top side of the Maryland Beltway, a big set of delays starting to form from 95 to Georgia Avenue. Traffic update is brought to you by Here Maps. Now, wherever the open road takes you, find your way with Here Maps. It's the free app that has maps for the entire world. Offline turn-by-turn navigation means that you don't need to use your data plan. Get it now at here.com/maps. And now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Should have another relatively dry, warm day today. Seasonable temperatures in the upper 80s and just a pop-off shower thunderstorm this afternoon. Rain not widespread. Tonight, 72. Late-day thunderstorms becoming likely tomorrow with a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 74 degrees. It is now 626 on WMAL. Jeb Bush says he can't vote for Hillary, can't vote for Trump. He's just not going to vote, I guess. A lot of people are upset that he actually decided to come out and say that. There are those out there who feel the same way. How about Rocky and Frederick? You're on with Brian and Jesse Jane Duff, sitting in today for Larry O'Connor. Hello, Rocky.
Well, hi. I don't think he's being the victim or for me. I think he's got the same dilemma a lot of us have. You know, Trump said about 2-3 weeks ago, everything he said up to this point is suggestion. So your caller who assumed that we're going to get a good immigration policy just is we can't assume that. You know, the other thing. Let me put it this way. Trump has the same economic policies effectively that Hillary and Bernie did, and there's no guarantee that he's going to reverse the
But the bottom line is you've got heartburn just like Jeb Bush does about this, right?
Well, I do, and here's the lesson. We made a deal with the devil back when we did the Constitution. 2 states didn't want to join because they couldn't have slavery. So we let them have it, and it cost us a war 100 years later.
All right. Well, you know, listen, I get your point. And, we're not going to relitigate the Civil War here. But, the bottom line here is if you don't vote for Donald Trump, you are voting, in effect. You're letting Hillary Clinton.
It's a third term for Obama.
That's right.
And this is what terrifies me, having been in the military.
And how are you going to feel when that Supreme Court is stacked, 5-3 in the other direction?
And Bush says that the Oval Office is sacred. So is he saying the Clintons are sick? Come on. They destroyed the White House.
All right. It's going to be something we talk about probably some more today. It's all straight ahead. We're going to be talking about Pokemon. Pokemon causing problems. 628.
Built for business. In business, time is money. In business, money is also money. No wonder nearly 1,000 businesses choose Comcast Business Internet over DSL from the phone company every single day. Not only is it up to 5 times faster, it's actually a better value when you go with the fastest plan. So take a minute out of your busy schedule and call Comcast Business. It will be well worth your time and your money.
Switch to Comcast Business Internet, then add voice and TV for just $34.90 a month and ask about our 2-year price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit comcastbusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Our
Offer ends 8/31/16. Restrictions apply. Limited to one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Savings claim based on cost per megabits per second. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Oh, man, the Pokemon Go is all the rage right now, but it's causing problems at a lot of places. And maybe you want to be a little surprised when you find out exactly what your phone is sending to the folks at Nintendo and all of that. We'll give you all the details coming up in just a moment. It is now 6:30 time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. President Obama travels to Dallas today to speak at a memorial service honoring the five police officers murdered in an ambush the other night.
The White House says President Obama is intensely frustrated over the conversation or the inability to have a rational conversation about gun control as he comes here. But of course, this visit is in large part about healing this city. He, of course, will be joined by former President George W. Bush, who will speak at this interfaith event today with the president. Since that attack on Thursday night, much of downtown Dallas has been shut off, kind of closed down, cordoned off as a crime scene. Well, we've learned that some of those roads will reopen today as the city looks for some semblance of normalcy. That interfaith ceremony starts today at 1:30 Eastern.
Correspondent Victor Blackwell, and you can hear today's Dallas Memorial Service live starting at 1:30 at WMAL.com. The western Michigan city of St. Joseph is in mourning today after a jail inmate killed two court bailiffs before being fatally shot by other officers. A sheriff says Larry Gordon was apparently trying to escape. The latest phase of Metro's SafeTrack program starts today and will result in more headaches for Northern Virginia commuters and Reagan National Airport travelers. From now through July 18th, Metro will shut down the blue and yellow lines between the airport and Pentagon City. And Hillary Clinton's expected to pick up the long-sought endorsement of Bernie Sanders today during a joint appearance in New Hampshire. Meanwhile, a Gen Forward poll finds Clinton struggling to make inroads among young Americans who overwhelmingly supported Sanders. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,227, the NASDAQ at 49.89. Sports San Diego hosts baseball's All-Star game tonight. Bryce Harper will start in right field for the National League. Manny Machado of the Orioles starts at third base for the American League. The starting pitchers, the White Sox Chris Sale versus San Francisco's Johnny Cueto. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The credit crisis of 08 is long gone. The Brexit vote has come and gone, but our own election is fast approaching. It's enough to rattle anyone. And is it making you nervous about your investments? Hi, Rick Edelman here, and I want to help you rescue your money. Read my fully revised and updated number one best-selling book, Rescue Your Money. You'll learn what you need to know about investing in today's tumultuous times. It's a fun, quick read. You can read the whole book in a single sitting, yet it's packed with information. You'll discover the one major investment goal you should have, the two obstacles you'll face, the six ways investors fail, and the one big question you need to answer, plus the one solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. Pre-order your copy at Amazon.com today or your favorite bookseller. Read Rescue Your Money and get the investment plan you need for these tumultuous times.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
For over 36 years, I've prided myself on bringing out the very best smiles in my patients through general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental implants. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. But we're not just sedation dentistry. We offer services ranging from crowns and veneers to full smile makeovers. We also perform dental implant treatments, the new standard of care for teeth replacement and denture stabilization. From a single missing tooth to an entire set of teeth, dental implants restore your appearance, speech, oral health, comfort, and self-esteem. And with dental implants, we can also permanently stabilize your dentures, which means no more slippage or adhesives ever again. Smile big. Eat what you want. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie LaViola to our team. Make your appointment today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. People ask us all the time, why do you charge so little? We always ask, why are the others still charging so much? So far, we've saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions. So don't get burned by high real estate commissions this summer. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? Are those high energy bills taking a toll on your wallet? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. That's right. For a limited time, you can have energy-efficient comfort for only $83 a month. For details and to schedule your free estimate, call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Get your hands on Dunkin's new Almond Joy and Heath Bar flavored iced coffees. It's your sweet afternoon pick-me-up. Try the delicious Almond Joy or Heath Bar flavors today. America runs on Dunkin'. The Almond Joy and Heath trademarks and trade dress are under license from the Hershey Company. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
George Washington Parkway off to a quiet start for a morning rush hour. Love that. Now for the Baltimore Washington Parkway, I do see some volume southbound as you push through Jessup toward 32 each direction in Laurel near 197. Inside the Beltway, though, still in good shape through Chevrolet, not seeing much of any backups. It's 50 through Chevrolet that I'm seeing delays near 202. And then that'll extend on the DC 295. We have a broken down car up ahead. Everyone's swerving around. 295 southbound, right as you pass Benning Road. Do watch. A tow truck was en route, hopefully there, if not already. To the Wilson Bridge, your backups beginning before St. Barnabas Road. Suitland Parkway, have the volume as you head inbound past Alabama Avenue. Now for 395, earlier broken down cars been out of the travel lanes. We're still stop and go, though. Beltway through Landmark for the rush hour. 66 commuters eastbound after Business 234. Still have a couple cars on the shoulder from the earlier crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Should have another relatively dry, warm day today. Seasonable temperatures in the upper 80s and just a pop-off shower thunderstorm this afternoon. Rain not widespread. Tonight, 72. Late day thunderstorms becoming likely tomorrow with a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 in Chantilly, 64 in Beltsville, 74 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. 637 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. 705, Sarah Westwood with the Washington Examiner. She's been covering the Hillary Clinton scandals. 735, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, national security issues of the day. At 805, we'll talk to the attorney for Bo Cordell. He's won a big case in the state of Virginia. He basically now, as a delegate to the Republican convention, will be free to not vote for Donald Trump, he says. At 835, Larry Kudlow, CNBC senior contributor. I'm Brian Wilson. Larry O'Connor's still off. We'll be back tomorrow. Filling in today, Jesse Jane Duff. Hello, Jesse Jane.
That's me. I'm so excited to be here.
That's right. Time to play that Pokemon game. I mean, it's the rage right now. Listen, if you're within the sound of my voice and you don't know about Pokemon Go, then you're just hopelessly out of it. And I admit, until yesterday, I'd never heard of it. But so I'm hopelessly out of it. But I'm learning. You know, I learn quickly. And I know that this is a huge thing. So there's this new game out. You play it on your phone called Pokemon Go. It's based on the original Pokemon games that many millennials grew up playing. And they love the Pokemons. And they love all the little Pokemon characters, you know, like the Snorlax. You got to get the Snorlax, right? I mean, you got to collect that one. Well, here's the way it works. You walk around, You don't sit on a couch with this game. You got to actively get up and move around, and you turn on the camera on your phone, and as you're walking, you're scanning the area in front of you, and you won't be able to see it with your eye, but your phone will see the Pokemon characters, and you have to collect them. And you got to go around a lot of places and look into your phone camera and see, like, you know, the Venusaur.
It's, yeah.
All these little creatures, and you collect them. That, you would say, well, hope at least the kids aren't sitting on the couch, you say.
Yeah.
They're moving around. They're walking around to collect these critters.
I'm very concerned.
These Pokemon critters.
But you're in the city, walking around, not paying attention to your surroundings. Mm-hmm. It could easily result in a child being abducted, getting hit by a car. I mean, the list just goes on and on with all the hazards that could go with this if it's not in a safe area.
Well, there have been some people who have been drawn in. Apparently, that you can put beacons out there that draw you in to say, well, there may be some Pokemon characters over here. And people have gone over there and gotten robbed.
Oh,
because there were people waiting. And then there was this kid who's walking around looking for Pokemon characters on his phone, stumbled into a dead body. I mean, that's out there.
But you know, you've seen people playing with their cell phones, and they've got camera footage of them tripping into fountains, water fountains, or you could fall on a ditch. You could fall. I mean, it really could be dangerous.
Yeah. Here's the other thing. At the National Mall, apparently, a lot of these Pokemon creatures live on the National Mall. And if you go to the National Mall with your phone and you walk around, you can find them. The problem is, you don't want, I mean, that may be fine if you're, I'd say, in front of the Smithsonian Castle or at the Air and Space Museum and you happen to find a Pokemon character and you capture them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a very different thing when you walk down near, let's say, for example, the Vietnam Veterans Memorial.
The memorials.
That's a very solemn place. You don't want kids walking around with their phones looking for Pokemon.
Exactly.
At the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. Well, so the National Park Service is actually going out and engaging with people. They see people walking around with these phones looking for the Pokemon character. Apparently, it is everywhere, and they're actually walking up to them and engaging them and giving them some suggestions about where they might look or where other people have found the Pokemon characters. So there's your tax dollars at work. But secondly, they're telling them, and by the way, there are none down around the Vietnam Veterans Memorial and these other solemn places of reflection that we have on the National Mall.
Right, and there's memorials throughout the country. Think about Arlington Cemetery. You've also got the Arizona in Hawaii, Punch Bowl, the burial site. I mean, where does it stop? Because, you know, I'm not as familiar with it as the younger generation, but to me, one, even your child walking around in the community, not paying attention to cars or who's around them in itself is a danger, let alone going to these solemn sites.
All right, so there's another thing that you have to think about if your kid is going to play this new Pokemon Go game. And Russ in Roundhill, a veteran listener of this program, has identified something that I'm hearing from other people. Hello, Russ, you're on with Brian and Jesse Jane. Russ, you there? All right. Russ, apparently his phone dropped off. What Russ was going to tell us is that apparently when you do this, you are using a tremendous amount of data on your phone. Like he said, they downloaded the game, and by Sunday, on Friday, they downloaded the game. They'd already gone through 5 gigs of data.
And
that stuff's not cheap.
It's not cheap. If it's not covered on your cell phone plan, some bills are going to skyrocket.
Yeah, and there's another piece of information that's coming out that suggests that, you know, when you do this, you are giving a lot of personal data to the people on who, you know, the Apple people.
Absolutely.
They can
track you.
Yeah. The what is the other one? Not Apple, but I don't know. But anyway, the other phone systems that
he's
are out
looking
there.
At me,
but
like
also the Nintendo people
Absolutely.
Are also getting data
Everybody,
about where you
yes.
are,
Anybody
which they can now use and resell that data about your habits.
Exactly.
Yeah, and very, very interesting stuff. Well, listen, be careful and stay out of the Vietnam
memorials.
Veteran. Yeah, you know, you don't want to go down there. You don't want to go to the World War II memorial looking for Pokemon. Okay, 6:43.
Who's that?
Pikachu!
Hello!
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Thank you for a great show.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
A window sale sounds good. You know, that always sounds good. But the biggest window sale of the year, well, let me tell you, friends, that sounds even better. You've heard me talk over the years about Thompson Creek Windows, because Thompson Creek Window Designs, I'm an enthusiastic supporter of the company, because they design, build, and install the best windows in town. I've been to their factory. I've seen how they care about quality, how they care about customer service. They build these just for your home in our unique climate here in the Mid-Atlantic region. Also, one of the best things, there are no middlemen, which saves you money and a lot of hassle, because you're dealing directly with the people who make the windows. Nobody in the middle there. You don't want too many cooks in the kitchen. Listen, Thompson Creek Window Company right now, pay attention, this is big stuff. They are having the biggest window sale of the year, taking 25% off every window. I'm going to say that again, 25% off. Pick up your phone right now. Start savings by calling 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. For new windows, Thompson Creek's the best choice. They'll come out for free to show you why. You'll be amazed. And appointments are going quickly, because this is a great deal if you need new windows. 25% off. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK.
I've done this a million times.
You never know when an emergency will arise.
Watch this!
So don't wait until you have one to know where the nearest emergency room is. With 12 locations, there's always an Inova emergency room near you. And the Inova app shows you which is the closest and each of their wait times. Our 12 hospital-based and freestanding emergency rooms are all open 24 hours and offer board-certified emergency physicians and seamless transport to the area's only Level 1 trauma center at Inova Fairfax Hospital. With specialized children's emergency rooms at Inova Fairfax and Inova Loudoun Hospitals, our pediatrics-trained emergency physicians are prepared to treat emergencies and patients of any size. So when the inevitable happens, you're prepared. Inova. Join the future of health. Visit inova.org/app.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 66, two down, two to go. The cars on the shoulder, only two remaining from the earlier crash. Eastbound after business 234, but we are still slowing to check out the activity. Now, once you get beyond, you get a little break. Then you're slow Fairlake Strokes toward the Vienna Metro. We've cleared out through Falls Church. Now, for 95 and 395, still looks like the normal backups through Stafford, Aquia, Dale City to Woodbridge. And as you push north, trying to get toward the Beltway and on to 395 and through Landmark. DC 295, better news. EDOT tells me they've cleared the stalled car southbound 295 near Benning Road. Now the volume trickling beyond past East Capitol Street toward Pennsylvania Avenue. Top side of the Maryland Beltway, just a bit of volume coming off the 95 to merge onto that outer loop slowdown. And for 270, that's been uneventful as far as incidents. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Should have another relatively dry, warm day today. Seasonable temperatures in the upper 80s and just a pop-off shower thunderstorm this afternoon. Rain not widespread. Tonight, 72. Late-day thunderstorms becoming likely tomorrow with a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 73 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by V&F Office Supplies.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
Talking about the Pokemon thing, by the way, I mean, they got all this data that gets hoovered up and they can sell it, and you're giving them permission to do that when you agree to download the game. But it also is eating up a lot of data, and parents are finding getting those little notices from the phone company saying, your data plan is out of data, and it's because of the Pokemon Go thing. Jess in Woodbridge is on the line. What's your thought about the? Have you played the game? Have you heard about it?
I've watched people play it, Brian, and they're really excited and they're interested in it, but I don't really hang around a lot of young people, and I see this as an opportunity for the Park Service too. Oh, well, you're here at the, for instance, the Korean War Memorial. Hey, okay, I'm glad you found your peek-a-doodle or whatever. But did you know that I mean, these are people who would normally not be engaged in history or right. Nation's heritage.
Yeah, they're asking people to be respectful, and it is an opportunity. I mean, it is an opportunity to say, look, here's this game that you're playing, but look where you are.
Right.
Look at the history that is around
you. That is just kind of like defeating the purpose of even going onto the mall if you're consumed with staring at your handheld device. Yeah. That's like me going down there and walking and talking and tweeting the entire time. You can't take it in. It really requires your attention, undivided, and appreciation for what the sacrifices were making this country.
Yeah. I want to mention another story that we've been sort of looking at here this morning. Apparently, the FBI, you know, this town is full of police officers, and a lot of them take their vehicles home, I guess, at the end of the day. Well, there's a story that apparently an FBI vehicle was broken into in the 800 block of 7th Street, I guess that's Northwest, sometime Sunday morning, and, you know, they broke in the back window, and then they reached into the FBI vehicle, this Ford Explorer, broke into a lockbox, and then took an AR-15 and a Glock pistol. And apparently they didn't initially report it to the D.C. police, and D.C. police are a little irritated about that. The FBI has now told the people at the D.C. Police Department about this thing, that there's an AR-15 that's on the street now that wasn't there before. And here's the question, you know, was that weapon secure? I mean, I would argue that it's in a locked car, in a locked box, that it's secure, but apparently not.
Not if you can access that box. You know.
And I wonder how many other police
vehicles. And no guards were there.
I wonder how many other police vehicles there are like that where, you know, you could break in a back window and walk away with a virtual arsenal. It is now 6:50 on WMAL.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
What keeps you up at night? Are you unhappy with your job? Worried how you're going to pay for your kids' college, let alone be able to help them out down the road should they need it? Will you have enough for retirement or anything else life may throw at you? Hi, I'm Than Merrill, and you may have seen me and my team as stars of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. Real estate has changed our lives, and we believe it can change yours too. We're looking for a select group of motivated individuals who want more out of life. Join us, and we'll show you how to get started investing in real estate right here in the Washington, D.C. area. Without using your own money, flipping homes, or earning passive income to build long-term wealth and more. You have absolutely nothing to lose by attending our free 2-hour educational event. All you have to do to get started is decide to invest 2 hours of time in yourself.
We want to give you 2 free tickets to this special live event. Seating is extremely limited, so you must call now to reserve your free tickets. Call us at 1-800-815-6052. 1-800-815-6052. That's 1-800-815-6052.
Kids, donate your car today.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
It's 6:50. 6:53 on WMAO. Time to check on your money and see how it's doing. Let's check into the news desk of CNBC.
Hi, this is Kate Rogers. Good morning. Stocks could rally for a third day today. The S&P 500 starts at a new record high, and the Dow is very close to a new one. Since stocks hit bottom in March, they've added $12.6 trillion into the pockets of investors. Small business owner optimism rode for the third month in a row in June. Sales keep improving, but owners are still having trouble finding qualified workers. Alcoa stock will rise. Profits fell, but Alcoa sold more aluminum parts to car and plane makers. United Airlines says a key revenue measure fell less than expected in June. United flew more business passengers who always spend more money. Xerox is reportedly in talks to merge its copier business with RR Donnelly's financial printing business. Starbucks raises coffee prices today. Some drinks will cost 30 cents more per cup. And Nintendo's Pokemon Go is only a week old, but it's already a big moneymaker. Users in this country are spending $1.6 million a day on add-ons to the augmented reality smartphone game. I'm Kate Rogers, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Talk about tumultuous times. The British have quit the European Union. The markets go into a tizzy. Add to that terrorism, natural disasters, recession fears, and the election. Hi, Rick Edelman here. If all of this is causing you to wonder how to manage your investments during these tumultuous times, come to my brand new seminar, Rescue Your Money. It's based on my number one best-selling book, and you'll discover the one major investment goal you should have, the two major obstacles you'll face, the six ways investors fail, the one big question you need to answer, and the one solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. You'll also receive a free copy of Rescue Your Money. The seminar comes to Bethesda Tuesday and Wednesday, July 12th and 13th at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, well, the broken down car out of the travel lanes, DC 295 southbound as you head past Benning Road, but the delays stick with us a bit here off of both 50 and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, so quite slow through Chevrolet for the morning commute. And if you're not continuing on the 295, still have that stop and go on to New York Avenue most of the way up to the light of Bladensburg Road, and then you have intermittent signal light delays for sure. Wilson Bridge backups almost near Route 5 to cross the bridge span. Inbound Suitland Parkway with the stop and go heading past Alabama Avenue toward 295. Top side of the Beltway, College Park to Silver Spring, and I'm looking at 95 delays as you come out of Calverton with travel lanes reported open. 66 still has some activity on the shoulder. Eastbound as you pass Business 234 from the earlier crash, tow truck and two cars remain. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A partly cloudy today, a stray shower thunderstorm is possible, a high of 88. Tonight, a stray shower also possible, 72, but an 80% chance of rain Wednesday, tomorrow, and a high near 85. Thursday, somewhere around 95, and on Friday, also in the mid-90s. Currently in the nation's capital, 74 degrees.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Doing the homework for you on your federal benefits. The retirement professor, Winter Troxell.
Really translating the language that's involved with federal benefits, whether it be TSP, the long-term care insurance, pension systems, Social Security, Medicare. And then once you have that knowledge and education, that you make sure that your choices are current and make sure that those choices are the right ones for you.
The retirement professor, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL or visit retirementprofessorradio.com.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
Nothing like being for the little guy. When former President Bill Clinton gives a speech, he likes to wax on about being for the little guy. Loves to remind folks about that little town called Hope, Arkansas. Well, that was before those Ivy League schools and the decades of elected office gave him, well, let's just say more expensive tastes. $700 dinners at speeches he gives, and up to $750,000 for just one speech. And to avoid having to answer anything that might put him or Hillary in a bad light, all the questions had to be screened in advance. As one of his engagements said, he was the only person that required question screening. It has never happened before or since. Seems it's good business talking about the little guy, talking about income inequality, talking about how college is so expensive, and then submitting a bill worthy of the rich and famous. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
It's happening to you every night. One snores, and the other can't sleep. It seems like there's no end to it. But now, there is a quick, easy, and natural solution. Snore Stop. It is the number one selling brand in the U.S. for non-apneic snoring. The new Snore Stop system is not another annoying device. It is the ultimate anti-snoring solution because it combines sprays and tablets to target all three locations where snoring occurs. Your risk-free trial is only available by calling 877-SNORE-STOP or 877-766-7378.
Thank you, Snore Stop. You saved my marriage.
Don't wait. Try Snore Stop today and make every night a better night for both of you.
Thanks, Snore Stop. Now I'm back in the bedroom.
The Snore Stop system works or your money back. Don't wait. Call now for this limited time offer and get free shipping and handling. 877-SNORE-STOP or 877-766-7378.
Well, coming up in the next hour here on WMAL, Sarah Westwood, one of the really top reporters in this town right now. She's following Hillary Clinton. She's got all kinds of details. Said her problems aren't over yet. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer and Critter News coming up. Right now it's 7 o'clock in the nation's capital. Critter News.
Critters.
It's time for the news.